Show and Freak Show Friday. We kind of went off course here this morning, but it just, I couldn't help it. I mean, we were talking to Darren, and Darren
sounded fake AF. Let's just throw that out there. I think this was totally a fake call.
Darren originally emailed us, joeandalexshow@gmail.com, and you can do that too if you're a freak or you know somebody that's a freak that we can talk about on Friday mornings, and said, hey, when I'm at lunch, I like to go home and I go through like my neighbor's mailbox. I like to see maybe they got a parking ticket or just, you know, interesting mail, just things like what's going on kind of, which I believe is illegal too. You can't really mess with government postal stuff, right?
You can't take a peek at people's mail.
I don't think you're supposed to. You're not supposed to do that at all. So, anyways, then it got into the whole conversation about we kind of think Darren might have been a woman trying to pull one over on us because it did not sound very masculine as far as the voice.
Right. I think that it sounded super fake. Like it's fake in a way that it sounded like they were using one of those toy microphones that like kids have, you know, that distort your voice. Like it didn't sound real to me and it kept on fluctuating like in and out of like deeper and then a little bit higher. It just sounded super fake, or they were using an app or something. And I think it was a chick that was trying to just get on the radio and pull a prank on us for Freak Show Friday. And I also think that, all of the getting offended at us and all that sounded super fake, too. Like, that didn't genuinely sound like anger to me. Like, we were really offended.
Yeah, if
him.
You were mad, like mad at somebody, I'd hang up on you instantly. Yeah. I wouldn't talk to you for, like, 3 or 5 more minutes when you're making fun of me or questioning my voice.
That sounded super fake. I just think the whole thing sounded fake, and, like, I'm calling him out.
317-239-1009. You can also hit us up, too, on our social media, Joe and Alex Show. That's our Twitter and our Instagram. Live the Web Girl. What are people saying about Darren for Freak Show Friday?
Cody on Facebook says the amount of times he said the word like, rewind that tape. I counted 32 times, like WTF, haha. And then Julia said her voice changed and got deeper at the end.
That's what I'm saying. It sounded like a toy thing distorting her voice.
Let's not make fun of people saying like, because that's one of my crutches. I say
I do
all the time.
But I mean, females especially say like typically more than males.
Oh, good point.
Ooh.
It's not that we would really care like what someone's gender is.
No, not at all.
We care because it seems like this person is just trying to
make us look like idiots.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, they're trying to get on the air and fake get mad at us. It just seems like the whole thing is fake.
Good morning, Michelle. You're on the Joe and Alex Show. What do you think about Darren here?
I thought it was kind of hysterical, but I honestly, because I listen to tones, I do think it was a man. And I don't think there was an app that was being used, because like when the you can tell when there's an app being used. I don't think like when his voice was registering, when he would, I generally think he probably gets that all the time. That he probably hears that, because I do have friends that have that type of voice, and I honestly think it was a man. I don't think there was an app, but with that being said, I don't think anybody's going to admit that they went through someone else's mail, because that is a federal offense. Even just opening it and that other neighbor seeing it, that's a federal offense.
Definitely. So. Like, you can go to jail for that. That stuff's not good at all.
Exactly. Yeah, because I'm 40 and I sound like I'm 12, so I can kind of get that, I guess, so. But I do think it was the mail. I think I go through people's mail at my lunchtime. I don't think that's true, but I do think it was the mail, though.
Michelle, hey, thank you for calling in this morning to the Joe and Alex Show. Live the Web Girl, what are we getting on our social media?
Crystal said it sounds like she used a voice changer of some type. I definitely agree that you didn't have to keep talking about it. What does it matter if they are he or she? They were calling for a freak show Friday, and Alex, I'm sorry.
Yeah, she said, Alex, I'm sorry, but that person's voice made them a freak. So they agreed with me that I was like, well, who cares about what you're calling in? Your voice itself is so interesting. Like, that makes you freaky. And you have to remember that this bit is Freak Show Friday. So if we say you're a freak to somebody, it doesn't mean we're being mean. Like, that's the point of the bit.
You kind of want to call in to talk about that.
Right.
Katie's on line number 2 this morning. Katie, what is your comment for Freak Show Friday?
So I've called into your show before, and I honestly had a concern that my voice might sound really deep, because I have a deep voice for a woman, and that did not sound legit to me. I can change my voice pretty well. I mean,
let's hear a difference. Like, give us the same line a couple of times.
Hey guys, how are you?
What?
Hey guys, whoa. How are you?
Whoa!
Mind blown.
So you think I'm confused now. Do you think Darren really was a man or a woman? Like, I think it's a woman pranking us.
I really think it was a woman, because, like I said, I have called credit card people to pay a bill, and if it was my fiance that had to pay it. I changed my voice so low they thought it was a dude.
Okay, let me try this game because I'm a girl.
Okay.
So I want to try to change my voice as low as I possibly can and sound like a man, all right?
Okay.
Close your eyes and tell me if I sound like a man.
All right, go ahead.
You're listening to the Joe and Alex show. I love this show. I love listening to Joe and Alex every day. It's like my favorite show.
Can you tell me like to go get some beef jerky or some Mountain Dew later?
Hey, man, you want to go pick up some beef jerky or what? Let's watch the game. Have a buzz.
You sound like you could be my new bro.
Yeah, that was legit.
That was good.
Christina, thank you for calling in this morning. We appreciate it. 317-239-1009. I'm sorry, I messed up the name. This is Christina. I got fat fingers over here. Christina, what did you want to say
good
here?
Good morning.
Hey, good morning. What do you think?
I believe it was a male, too. I think he might have more feminine voice, and also, like, the way that he talks sounds like, oh, my gosh, I can't believe you're mad at me. You know, I think that was kind of feminine as well. Maybe he was born more, like, on the West Coast or something, because I've noticed men that are on the West Coast or different parts of the U.S. kind of talk more like, hey, like, totally, and stuff like that.
But it's not even about pitch. It sounded computerized.
Yeah, it didn't sound, and it switched up at least. I heard one time, like, the voice went from, like,
way deeper.
Hello, hello!
It sounded like they were using a toy.
I didn't hear the beginning. Yeah, I didn't hear the beginning, but when I heard the rest of it that I heard, it did sound like a male to me.
Okay.
You guys.
I don't know.
It sounds like an
they
app.
Transgendered.
And there's nothing wrong.
He could have been from the breast coast.
Yeah, there you go. And by the way, there's nothing wrong with your voice. I mean, my voice is high and squeaky, and I'm like a 400-pound dude, so we're not making fun of people's voices. It's just, like Alex said, I think they were trying to pull one over on us, and that's, if we think something's going on, we have a right to call it out and question it.
I mean, let's be real, just right here between us. Just between us and, you know, 200,000 people listening or whatever.
Wow, you're getting kind of sumptuous.
10, 11
maybe.
That 100% wasn't even a good Freak Show Friday. So the whole sifting through mail, like, kind of lame. So it's whatever.